You're listening to Give Zero, where everything matters but your feelings.
How y'all doing? It's your buddy JB, here with you with America's number one third-rate podcast. You know who sucks? All Democrats. Let's go!
Now your host who gives absolutely zero fucks, Joey Fruto!
That's right. It's your buddy JB with you on America's number one third-rate podcast, Give Zero. And I meant what I said. I shall not withdraw my statement. I tend to be open-minded. I try to be lighthearted whenever I visit with you, my fine third-rate audience, because I love you guys. I appreciate those of you that understand the meaning of FTFF. I do. So I try to be open-minded, lighthearted, you know, chuckle, keeping the humor up. Because, you know, life sucks enough. So when we visit, we should be, you know, laughing it up. But this time I'm a little bit pissed off. If you got your beer, your wine, your whiskey, your gin, your vodka, your mead, your Michelob Light, your moonshine, hell yeah. You know, not anything Budweiser made. Anheuser-Busch can suck my ass. Bartles and James, I think that's part of it. All this, like, get you a good old-fashioned long-neck Miller. Champagne of beers and a long-neck bottle. Pop an actual top off. Not scotch, because scotch sucks. And God knows we do not talk about tequila enough on this program. Or if you got a little something special you want to roll up, go out there on the back deck, roll that little hooter head up, or let that bud be for you. However you do it, I don't, you do you. You know why? America. That's why. I, your buddy JB, your humble host of this thing, of course, have black coffee. And what we're going to do is we're going to just calmly, on the count of three, all partake together. So we can have this little moment before I flip shit, okay? Let's just have this placid, warm, just kumbaya, just everybody loves everybody. Moment together as I sip this coffee and you sip what you're having or puff that magic dragon and we'll do it together. Okay? Just us in the moment together. One, two, three. Good stuff. Fuck Joe Biden and fuck Alejandro Mayorkas. Suck my ass. You motherfuckers. And every Democrat that there is, and I'm including you voters. Usually I leave the open arms for everybody. We're just going to be okay because it's America. We're going to fuck you. And the horse you rode in on. Mayorkas is hidden behind the horseshit of Joe Biden for long enough. Biden changes the southern border rules. I don't know what happened. Everything was, the border's secure. And then Mayorkas comes up 2 years later when they let 10 million people in here and God knows how many terrorists. God only knows the number. While Biden blows up the Middle East, stirs that bunch of Hajib wearing blah, 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 suck my dick. In here to plant what bomb, plan what problem, explode whatever, kill whatever, destroy another bridge, what the fuck ever. Knowing this is what's going on. Trying to then decide that every illegal, and I'm sorry, they're not migrants. They are illegal aliens that they are importing. Importing them. I'm sorry. They've got the camps along the route that comes up here with food and water for all these illegals coming into the United States. Who do you think pays for the damn camps? Better check the money trail. Better check it. Better check it. So my awkwardness is hidden behind this saying, I'm breaking no law. I'm following the rules. Okay, maybe. But at the end of the day, bitch, all of us have to follow the Constitution. Constitution says you don't do that. Constitution says the freaking federal government does not sue Texas whenever Texas is trying to defend its border, which happens to also be the southern border. Those people have a right to defend their damn state. It's not the federal government of America. It's the states, the United States of America. Check the proper capitalization of the name of our country, and you'll understand that it's not a federal government. It is 50 individual states that under lowercase u, united, capitalized states is what this thing's all about. But it is against the law to go and perjure yourself in front of Congress. Or at least it used to be. At least there was a time, sometime in our past, where the Constitution mattered to Congress. It mattered whenever you meddled with it. It mattered whenever you lied to Congress, perjured yourself in front of Congress, which my Orcus was found guilty of. That is a high crime. That is impeachable. We got to figure out some mechanism. Well, I've got one, but nobody wants to do that one. We all know there's more ammo than there is immigrants, but I'll leave that statement just sitting out there. I'm suggesting nothing. I'm only counting math. So the House impeaches this bastard, as they well should have. But as you can imagine, it went by party line. Because there just happens to be, I don't know, one, maybe two Republicans, more than Democrats, in Congress, in the House. So that impeachment, that half of it went down. So now it goes over to the House. Now he, you know, Mr. Put American Lives at Risk with all the damn drugs and the terrorists coming in, that Marcus just swears on keeping wide ass open because it defies the Constitution and the states' rights, endangers all the lives of even the illegals that come over here. How many women and children have been raped, much less killed or left out in the damn desert to just die? Forget the men, folks. The women and kids by the coyotes alone that have done this. How many? How many does Biden them have to kill so he can have illegal voters vote for him? How many does he have to kill to do this? It goes to the Senate. Here we go. Now, we weren't expecting the Senate to okay this. Totally not. It's not going to happen. That bunch of Schumers over in the Senate are not gonna okay this, all right? But guess what? The Democrats, nor the press corps, but the damn Democrats didn't even show up for the vote. If that's not a finger, because all they have to do is at least show up and listen to the evidence, because it's on record, of Mayorkas lying to Congress. The Constitution itself is pretty easy to read, and he has breached that thing untold number of times. I don't give a shit what Biden's policies are. And present it over in the Senate, and the bastards didn't even show up for the vote. Don't want to hear any of that. Neither they nor the press showed up for this vote. Because you damn sure don't want to sit there and have any of that information be read on the floor. It was read. It was all done. Once it comes over there, it's got to be put up there to be read. But the press isn't going to have any part of that, because you might find out about it. Ted Cruz had the floor and lost his shit over this. I got a couple of clips, and I included the link to that in the show notes. So anyway, here's I'm a shut up. Here's Ted Cruz.
Not a single Democrat senator chose to come to this floor and listen to one word of evidence. When it comes to the Constitution, the Democrats concluded that Joe Biden and Alejandro Mayorkas, defying federal law, ignoring the text of the statute, deliberately releasing criminal illegal aliens over and over and over again, that's just hunky-dory. You can't impeach him for that. Every Democrat just voted. By the way, every cabinet member, guess what? You've just been given a blank slate. Ignore the law. When Democrats are in charge of the Senate, the entire cabinet could ignore the law. It is no longer impeachable.
So that that was the first chunk of that. Didn't even show up. Didn't even show up. And they've proven, and I love his statement right there. It's beautiful. If you just want to break constitutional law, knock yourself out. In this White House, with that cabinet, I mean, put the middle finger up to you, Congress, and the American people, and everybody, and I don't mean Republicans, not those damn MAGA people, to everybody in the United States. Democrats said, fuck you. Fuck you. I'm Chuck Schumer. I'm Nancy Pelosi. I'm Joe Biden. I'm Bill Clinton. I'm Barack Obama. I am every one of those sons of bitches, and fuck you. Because this is how we've always operated. It's how we always operate. They're okay with lying to Congress and pissing all over the Constitution. They do not care. And those bastards will stop at nothing. They hate America. And if you live in America, sorry, Rosie O'Donnell, even if you want to get your fat ass out of it, you're still an American. They hate you. Because they will do what they want to do, and by God, don't you motherfucking jaywalk in your town. Go to jail if you do that. Do whatever. You better follow the law. You better pay your taxes. You better do everything we say while we fuck off and say fuck you. Second clip. Let's do it.
There's not one senator on that side of the aisle who cares enough to honor the Constitution. By the way, the second article they threw out said lying to Congress is not a high crime or misdemeanor. It's not impeachable. Now, as the senator from South Carolina pointed out, Bill Clinton was impeached for lying under oath. And you know what happened? That he was ultimately acquitted. But after a full trial where they heard the evidence, where the Senate did its job. By the way, one of the impeachment managers was Senator Graham, who presented that evidence right here on this floor.
So remember that. Now, Lindsey Graham is about as Ugh. But the case in point is that had the Senate not heard the evidence, Bill Clinton would have been fully impeached. And it was a Democrat that showed up in the Senate with the full story and turned votes so that they did not impeach Bill Clinton. Because senators showed up, took the time to do their job, and to listen to the arguments and the articles to be presented in there based on the impeachment that they had for Clinton. Same thing here. The reason they didn't show up, the reason they did not show up, and the press did not show up, is because Mayorkas, and for that matter, Ding Dong Head in the White House, are flat out guilty. And so rather than have that read to the American public so you all can see, I don't know, let's think about Hunter's laptop again. Hide everything in an election year. Forget the fact the FBI had the laptop a year before even election year, whenever Trump and Biden went head-to-head last election. Forget that. Because nobody knew that much. It was mumbled about and said here and there. A few articles were written about it. But this is in plain sight of every damn American out there. Yes, that's you, registered Democrat / voters. That's you too. Third clip.
Have seen the elderly people the human traffickers have abandoned, have seen the pregnant women the human traffickers have abandoned, have seen the infants and toddlers left to die. The Senate Democrats just told the American people they don't give a damn about the bodies and the people who have died the last 3.5 years, and they don't give a damn about the people that are going to die next week. Next week, more migrants are going to die. When we brought 19 senators down to the border, we went out on a boat in the Rio Grande. We saw a man floating dead in the water.
They actually took a bunch of senators down there and saw a Mexican coming across floating in the Rio Grande, face down, freshly dead. That's just one. Not counting the Lake and Rileys in the United States. The people that China is helping import through the bunch of assholes. Because you drug addicts in America are too stupid not to put fentanyl in your mouth. But you do you, right? Because, you know, dumbasses. But the deaths are still there all the same, stupid or not. And they don't give a damn. They don't give a damn about anything except retaining their power, retaining their bullshit, and saying, with a, again, that extended middle finger towards you, fuck you. And if you're voting for these people, if you're going to keep on and do that party line bullshit and have your head in the sand, and not show up for the facts, hell, you might as well just damn run for Congress. If nothing else, the Senate, they sure need more just freaking like you. At this point, if you're voting Democrat, you've made yourself an enemy of the state. And you're quite all right with letting your masters break any law they want to so they can continue to say fuck you. I'd like to take the time to apologize for my language, but I'm not going to, because this is where we are. I'm your buddy JB for Give Zero, America's number one third rate podcast. Good luck, America. These days, I just don't know how much more.